Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This is the Big Orange Wagon Podcast, joined by Tyler Milner, the executive producer of The Drive on Sports Radio 610 every day from 2 to 6 p.m. I am Patrick Creighton, host of Area 45. Nighttimes, you get us on Sports Radio 610, and this is where you find all things Houston Astros, the Big Orange Wagon Podcast. And T-Mill, the Astros enter today with a five-game lead in the division, with 11 to play.
Ain't it beautiful? October will be here before you know it, PC.
We are more than halfway through September, believe it or not. It doesn't feel like it has gone that fast, but it has gone that fast. Framber Valdez on the bump tonight for the rubber game with the Fat Friars from the Whales Hoo-Ha.
La Grasa.
No Tucker in the lineup tonight.
Yeah.
But despite that, I think if you take a look at the lineup for tonight's game, this very much looks to me like the kind of lineup you could see in the postseason when Framber Valdez starts. The only difference would be that Jason Hayward would not be in the lineup because Kyle Tucker would be in the lineup. But outside of that one switch, with Framber on the mound, a guy who is the number one generator of the ground ball in Major League Baseball.
So many double plays, man. Love to see it.
You can have Yordan Alvarez in left field because he doesn't give up that many fly balls. But you also get a chance to give Jose Altuve a day at DH and let the better defender in Mauricio Dubon play second base. And you put your best defensive alignment of Dubon, Pena, and Bregman on the infield to scoop up all those ground balls and potentially turn those double plays.
Interesting. I am scratching my chin. Go on.
So this idea of, you know, with Altuve at DH, Doobie at second. Doobie is their best defensive second baseman. So this alignment is something that I feel like we could see in a postseason when Framber starts with Yordan in left field, Doobie at second, and Altuve at DH.
Interesting. I'm not disagreeing with you. That's the GOAT, man. Some people aren't going to like hearing that Altuve isn't the best defensive option out there at second base, you know?
I am pretty sure that no one who wasn't born yesterday thinks that Altuve is the best defensive option.
I'm just thinking about those yips a few years ago.
On any other team.
Love you, Tuve, but yeah, you're right on it, PC. You're right.
You kind of look at this like, okay, so is this, like, what is an ideal playoff lineup for them, right? So against right-handed pitching, Altuve, Yordan, Tucker, Diaz, Bregman, Pena, Singleton at first base, and then maybe like Jason Hayward in left, Myers in center. That John Singleton against right-handed pitching this year has actually been an above average bat. He's hitting 260 with a 345 on base and a 772 OPS.
What up, Big John?
Those are solid numbers against right-handed pitching.
Oh, yeah.
Against lefties, he's Jose Abreu.
Which is not where you want to be.
Nah, that is suboptimal. He hits 153 with a 482 OPS against lefties. So against righties, Big John in the lineup. Against lefties, Big John, take a seat.
You can't argue with that. Can't argue with the numbers. They don't care about your feelings.
Now, against lefties, there's two different options here. Number one, Big John sits, and then you have Yiner and Caratini share first base catcher.
I don't hate it.
And if Chaz is healthy, because, look, he's on the IL. Mm-hmm. He's got a fracture right below his finger in his hand. But he thought he would only miss the, you know, 10 days per se. So if Chaz is healthy, he would play against the lefty and Jason Hayward would sit.
Okay.
So why these numbers, right? So Caratini against lefties this year, hitting 326 with a 754 OPS.
Okay.
Yiner has a 766 OPS against righties and a 770 OPS against lefties. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't really have a split. So Yiner stays in the lineup. Caratini, who would normally maybe be on the bench, comes into play against lefties, whether you play him behind the plate or you play him at first base. Chaz, for his career, hits 288 against lefties with an 866 OPS.
Hmm.
So against lefties, you'd like to get Chaz in there if Chaz is healthy and Chaz is looking like the Chaz we saw for the last 2 weeks and not the Chaz we saw earlier this year.
I was about to say, I need to see the Chaz who has had like several servings of banana pudding. And yes, you said it perfectly. The Chaz we saw most recently, not the Chaz the first, you know, several months of this 2024 season.
Just got to get him, you know, that banana pudding milkshake from Chick-fil-A.
That's right.
That's all we need to do.
That's right.
Now, if we get into the postseason, right, they're going to be they're going to be the number three seed, third division winner. They're going to have home field throughout the wild card series.
Mm-hmm.
But you take a look at how their rotation is aligning right now. So Fromber's pitching tonight. So against the LA drug dealers in Disneyland, you're going to have Kikuchi, Verlander, Blanco, and Arrighetti. That gives you Hunter Brown, Fromber, and Kikuchi against Seattle.
That's
when
strong.
They come to town.
I like that. Might have to catch one of them games, PC. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Right now, they're showing Verlander, Blanco against Cleveland in that final series, but neither team has declared a starter for the last game of the season, partly because that game might not matter.
Yeah. Yeah, this thing could get sewn up as far as the AOS is concerned. I mean, really, I think by the end of this weekend.
And if the game doesn't matter for either team, I think we're seeing a lot of minor league pitching and we're going to see a lot of the benches empty and dudes are going to get days off. So the final game of the season is the 29th and the wild card series starts on October 1st.
Yes. Love playoff baseball. That gets me real revved up right there.
The way that the Astros rotation is currently set up, it is Brown, Valdez, Kikuchi.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know that they will keep Hunter Brown ahead of Framber Valdez, but
right.
That's the way it's set up right now. It goes Brown, Valdez, and Kikuchi, and those guys would pitch the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So by the time we got to the wild card series October 1st, all of them would be pitching on extra rest.
Yeah.
Which for...
at this stage in the season, you don't hate it.
For Hunter... the most, right? Because
yes.
He's the guy that you're maybe most concerned about the workload. You're not worried about Fromber's workload.
Mm-mm.
You're probably not worried about Kikuchi's workload. But you're going to have some concerns about Hunter's workload considering how badly he wore down last year.
Yep.
And you look at how the wild card series, how the playoffs shape up, right? So the wild card for the Astros would be October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd is the if necessary game. They're all at Minute Maid Park because the Astros are the higher seed.
Love that. Juice Box going to be bumping.
The ALDS, where they would play the Cleveland Guardians, or the Flying G's, as they're known in these parts.
God, it's so bad.
That would be October 5th, October 7th, 9, 10, and 12. That's a 2-2-1.
Okay.
And then when you get to the Astros Invitational, or the ALCS.
Going for 8 straight.
That is 10, 14, 15, 17, 18, 19, 21, 22. That's a 2-3-2. Now, the reason I'm giving you these dates is because in the postseason, you get extra rest. And if you win your series sooner, then you get a lot of extra rest. Mm-hmm. So for the Astros, you look for where there are built-in off days. There is at least one off day between the wild card series and the ALDS, potentially two if they win in two straight.
Mm-hmm.
In the ALDS, you're going to play a game, have a day off. Then you're going to play another game and have another day off. So there's a lot of off days right there in the beginning. Then you play two, and if you haven't won the series by then, you get a day off.
Man.
And then you play a potential game five. If you play that game five, you will have at least one day off before the Astros Invitational would start on the 14th. If you win before then, you could have upwards of 3 days off.
It's a lot of PTO, man. I need to get on the same plan these Astros players got. It sounds lovely.
So for where you're talking about, okay, how does that impact my rotation? All year long, you've been worried about, okay, how do we manage guys' workloads? When we get into the postseason, you don't have to manage their workloads as much because there's so many off days.
Right. It's completely different schedule than they're used to when they're playing the 162 that starts in April, 100%.
And this is how you're able to go to the four-man rotation, potentially a three-man rotation if absolutely necessary, because you're going to have a lot of off days.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, you don't want to go to a three-man rotation, but the Astros, because we're literally talking about having at least two extra starting pitchers.
Yeah.
You can tandem guys. So if you had to start a guy on short rest, you don't need him to try to get you more than three.
And you might need to be planning just ahead of time to tandem some of these guys, to be honest.
So if we were to talk, let's look at potential playoff staff, right?
Okay.
So for the wild card series, which is only a 3-game series max,
mm-hmm.
You're probably only going to have 12 pitchers. Framber, Brown, and Kikuchi. Blanco and Arrigetti.
Yes.
Hayter, Presley, Abreu, Neris. Scott, Ort, and King.
Check, check, and check.
When you get to the ALDS, which is a 5-game series, and then you're going to go back to 13 pitchers, that I think is where Verlander joins the roster.
Interesting. This is the big question. This is the thing a lot of Astros fans are watching right now with JV.
If Verlander continues to build on his last start against the team from Disneyland, if he continues to build on that start, I think just his name, who he is, He is going to be the fourth starter. Now, he would likely wind up pitching in a tandem role, I think with Ronel Blanco.
That's what you're reading my mind. That's exactly what I see happening.
So Blanco would, Verlander, look, just give me the best you have. If the best you have is 3 innings, then it's 3 innings. If it's 4 innings, it's 4 innings.
Mm-hmm.
But you give me everything you have, and then I'm coming in with Ronel afterwards. And then I'm looking at Ronel and saying, give me 4 or 5 innings. Can you give me 4? Because if JV can give you 3 and Ronel gives you 4, now you're to Presley and Hayter.
Yeah.
Or Abreu and Hayter. Or Abreu. Like, however you want to mix that up.
Right.
So that's how I'm getting through that Verlander start. I'm going to use him almost as, not as an opener, but you know, like the guy after the opener, they call the bulk guy.
Yeah, so all these great labels we have.
Give me 3 or 4 innings of bulk in the beginning, and you'd be a short starter, and then I'll follow you with Blanco. And the idea being, hey, if Verlander works into the fourth and gets into trouble, that's kind of where I go to a Caleb Ort, and he just gets me out of that inning. Then I come in with Blanco for a clean inning. The roster. Yiner and Caratini, Big John, Jose Pena Bregui, Tuck Meyer, Yordan, Doobie, Hayward, Whitcomb, Kessinger, And then I think it is a question of, is Chaz healthy or not to be on the roster?
Yeah.
Between Salazar and Chaz.
Cesar. Interesting. Yeah, the Chaz thing I'm very interested to see unfold, because I know you already laid it out, PC. Chaz was thinking this was going to be a more short-term kind of thing, but I can't remember exactly what the words were that I heard from manager Joe Espada, and it may even been GM Dana Brown. But
discomfort?
They seemed less... they seemed less optimistic. I mean, they didn't tell us anything, because they never do. But I just remember whatever they said here recently about McCormick, it seemed like to me, like, man, this might be the end of 24 for old Chaz. But well, that'll be interesting to see unfold.
I got to tell you, T-Man, I think that's hilarious, because for every other injury they've had this year, it's been, well, you know, we don't, it'll be like maybe like another week or two. And then it's like, IL 60 days.
It's a good point.
You know, he slept on his neck wrong. He's having Tommy John surgery. You know,
Tucker's feeling better. You know, we expect him back soon. 2 months later.
3 months later.
Jeez.
You know, it just seems like, oh, well, you know, we think he's making progress. Okay, he's on the 60 day.
Damn it, Astros.
That's kind of how it's been, right? So yeah. For them to all of a sudden we're going to be pessimistic on Chaz, like, you know.
Maybe I misheard him.
Why is he in the doghouse? What did he do?
Yeah, it seems like he's been there ever since Dusty, you know, a year or two ago.
But when you get to the ALDS and then you know, like I said, you're going to go to 13 pitchers, so you're going to drop down to 13 hitters.
Mm-hmm.
Salazar would definitely be off the roster. Kessinger would be off the roster if Chaz was healthy.
Yes, absolutely.
I think if Chaz is not healthy, I'd be more inclined to carry Salazar than Kessinger, because that allows me to utilize Caratini as a bat and not be worried about, if I use Caratini as a bat and burn him and then something happened to Yiner, I don't have a catcher.
That's a good point.
So I think I would carry Salazar as my quote backup catcher,
yeah,
and be able to utilize Caratini either in as catcher slash first base or as a pinch hitter in a key spot, because he's been probably their best pinch hitter. These are how I see the roster kind of shaping up with the playoff series as they are, and I think that a guy like Forrest Whitley won't be on the roster per se, but I could see him as a replacement for a guy who either gets injured or, you know, gets burned out.
Which is very possible.
Is not effective in the previous round. If they need to swap a guy out, I could see them bringing in Forrest Whitley and be like, kid, just throw 99 every freaking pitch.
Just go hum it, bro. Just go hum it. Because, no, it's a very real thing they need to be prepared for, because we've said it a million times on this podcast, on the Big Orange Wagon. A lot of these arms are getting up into innings pitch numbers they have never even come close to in the past. So you got to be ready if you're a spot end company, for sure.
Now, to give you an idea, if, you know, you're talking about, you know, the arms and how much they've pitched. If you didn't notice, Brian Abreu just hit 100 strikeouts for the season.
Century mark.
He's thrown 73 and two-thirds. By contrast, Verlander has thrown 79 and two-thirds. Abreu has been a workhorse.
Yeah.
He's appeared in 74 games. Like, that's a really high number of games for a reliever. And you look at some of the Astros relievers. Abreu's pitched 74 games, 73 and two-thirds. Mm-hmm. Taylor Scott, 62 games, 68 and two-thirds. Josh Hader, 66 games, 66 and a third. Even Presley, despite, you know, some of the injury issues and the he's thrown 56 games at 54 innings pitched.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some guys who have pitched a lot of innings for them out of that bullpen. And, you know, Hader has 98 strikeouts, so he's just about to hit 100.
Beautiful.
I am trying to think. Once upon, I got to believe the Astros had two relievers hit 100 strikeouts before, right?
I would think so. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't even be surprised if maybe it was in recent-ish history, you know, during these seven straight ALCS runs for the Astros. It is impressive. It's an accomplishment. It's a big deal. So maybe not. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
I feel like that was a possibility for the, like, Dotel Lidge years.
Dotel, Lidge, Wagner. Yeah,
that maybe that was possible at that point in time. Maybe that was something there. But look, that you got to have two guys with 100 Ks mm-hmm. out of the pen.
Love that.
That's like insane to me that you'd have that many.
Yeah, and
many strikeouts.
Yeah, and it's a great thing. And I mean, we were all hyped up about the back end of this bullpen for the Houston Astros going into the season. But any MLB analyst, you know, air quotes here, analyst will tell you. I bet 8 out of 10 will tell you. Bullpens are a huge, if not the number one, the top factor in finding success in October and maybe getting to another World Series. You got to have a pen that can go to work for you, and they've been doing it.
All right, let's play some fun games. You ready?
Yes, I love.
More wins. Josh Hader.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer Arrieta.
Hader.
That is correct. Ding! More wins. Josh Hader. Taylor Scott.
Hater.
That is correct.
Ding! 2 for 2.
More wins.
God, I'm good.
Josh Hader or Ronel Blanco.
Ronel.
That is correct.
Yeah. Got him on fire. He's on fire on a hub day.
More wins. Christian Javier.
Oh, man. I haven't thought about him in a while.
Ryan Pressly.
Is it Javier?
It is Javier.
That's wild. I haven't thought about Christian Javier in so long. That feels like almost one or two full baseball seasons ago that old Christian Javier was on the bump for the Astros.
More wins. You say Kikuchi or Ronel Blanco?
I'm going to go Kikuchi.
Oh,
damn it. I was on such a run.
Kikuchi has 5 wins as an Astro and 9 wins on the season. Ronel is 11-6.
Attaboy, Nell.
All right, let's move over to the other side, the hitters. We'll have a little fun with the batting lineups. Ready?
Okay.
More doubles. Mauricio Dubon.
Dubé.
Or Jeremy Peña.
Ooh, that's a good one. I feel like, is it like super pretty damn close?
It's pretty close.
Yeah, feels like it. I'm going to go Dubé.
No. It's Peña by 3. However, Peña has 200 more at-bats.
Damn it, I'm falling apart now. I gotta get back on the horse here.
Back on the horse here.
Come on.
More triples. Jake Myers or Jeremy Peña?
Jake with the rake.
That is correct.
Yeah, back on, baby. Attaboy, Jake.
Okay.
Speedster.
There you go. More home runs. John Singleton or Jeremy Peña?
Oh, that's got to be Big John.
No, it is Peña, who has him by 250 at bats.
I guess Peña did have, I mean, he was hot to start this season.
Better on base percentage. Let's go with Victor Caratini.
Caratini.
Or Yiner Diaz.
Ooh, man, I've really liked Caratini this year. I'm leaning towards Vic. I'm going Caratini.
It is Caratini.
No! Choo-choo.
339 on base to 324. All right, last one. You ready? Last one.
I feel like you're Regis Philbin right now.
Having a little bit of fun. Let's say more hits.
Base hits.
Jose Abreu.
Oh, God.
Or Zach DiZenzo.
I mean, I so badly want to say DiZenzo, but I'm going to go Jose Abreu.
That is correct.
Yeah. Finishing in with a dub. Let's go. Hope retirement or whatever the hell you're doing is treating you well, Jose. You'll get a ring if we get there. It's fine. Don't be upset that we're playing this game, you know, kind of bashing you a little bit. You'll get a ring if we get one.
Didn't bash. We just looked at numbers.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And you
made,
did it, bro.
And made assessments of who did and who did not have more. And you won. You should be happy.
Yes. I felt pretty good about that. Felt
you know, you're going to get paid like $20 million to sit on your butt. I mean, I wish somebody would pay me $20 million to sit on my butt.
Right? Where are those jobs at?
I mean, I could go, you know, join a team in Major League Baseball and just be awful.
I feel like I could accomplish maybe some of what Abreu did in 2024.
I'd go up there and strike out. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I could go make errors in the field. Yeah. I could not know where the hell I'm supposed to be. Sure.
Oh,
even if I do know where I'm supposed to be, I'll fake it.
We love you, Jose.
I'll unbutton my shirt just like one extra button so I can, you know, play the role completely.
Yes.
Get a look at my 70s macho hair. And
yeah.
You know, these are the fun things that go on as we are. You know, look, after today, there's only going to be 10 games left in the season.
It's beautiful, man. I really, to this day, I think I mentioned it last episode here on the Big Orange Wagon, but I am so happy and amazed to a degree where we sit right now with the Houston Astros at this point in the season, given how it started. It's a good time. I mean, you still got stuff you got to fix. You got to be ready for October, and nobody's here for participation awards, but it's amazing, and it's good to be an Astros fan.
The Astros, we said, 5 games up on the Seattle Coffee Sippers entering play today, and that is now we feel like the Mariners. Remember how they had that extra game? It was like 4.5, but 5 and lost. Yeah. So now it's a full 5. So it is a true 5-game lead.
Mm-hmm.
So worst case scenario is, somehow the Coffee Sippers beat the South Bronx Slumlords today,
mm-hmm.
which I want to say it didn't go well for them last night.
No, it did not.
In fact,
the Yankees teed off on Seattle last night.
11-2. That's a close game, right?
Yeah. I mean, 11-2. By Mariners standards, maybe there's an argument there. Yeah. I mean, what's his name? Old boy who is now without a job, who was managing the Seattle Mariners. He probably would make an argument for it.
Scott Service has lost control. Oh wait.
Good luck to you, Scott.
Bryce Miller and Nestor Cortez on the mound for the Slumlords and the Junk Grabbers tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if the Junk Grabbers, the Slumlords and the Coffee Sippers, if the Coffee Sippers don't pull a win, they will still be 5 back, and there will only be 10 to play, and that magic number goes down.
The magic number thing has always been. It's honestly one of the few statistics or. One of the few pieces of verbiage in what we do here, covering sports and covering the Astros, Texans, Rockets, all that. It's one of the few things that I really struggle to grasp.
So it is the combination of Astros wins and Coffee Sippers losses that results in their elimination.
See, why has no one ever been able to just give me that one sentence just succinctly like you just did? That was very well laid out. Now I know. You know, we're all about educating people on the Big Orange Wagon. We entertain you. We educate you. We do all of it. So
you're
welcome.
As of today, the magic number for the Astros was 7.
7.
So any combination of Astros wins, Coffee Sippers losses that equate to 7, the Astros are AL West champions.
So if the Astros, say, if they win this ball game, the rubber match in San Diego today, and the Coffee Sippers were to have lost, would the magic number have gone down to 5?
That is correct.
I'm a genius.
You are wicked smart.
Dude, this episode of The Wagon, between what just went down and then the game we played a second ago, I feel super smart. I got a big old baseball brain right now.
Wicked smart and ready to go cash in on some bets.
Yes, always ready to cash in on them bets, because I'm a degenerate that loves to gamble.
Well, you're only a degenerate if you lose.
That's true.
See, if you're a winning gambler, you're a genius. You're a degenerate gambler if you're a loser.
Man, my head is just getting inflated right now. I feel like I need to go to Vegas. I need to do something.
All this terminology, all this new information. What is going on? That is going to do it for this edition of the Big Orange Wagon podcast. We'll be back with more info. Probably it is possible the next time that we talk, the Astros could be AL West champions.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And that entire series with the Seattle Coffee Sippers could be completely moot.
How cool would that be? Oh, man, October gets me all jazzed up.
I thought you were going to use the I word there. Not jazzed, but... Wait, what?
Do what now?
Yeah, that'd be a little sticky.
Get there. Sticky on the wagon on a Wednesday.
He is Tyler Milner, the executive producer of The Drive with Sterner and Hughley every day, 2 to 6 p.m. on Sports Radio 610. I'm Patrick Creighton, host of Area 45. Get us weeknights on Sports Radio 610, and we'll be back with another edition of the Big Orange Wagon very, very soon. Until then, let's go, Astros!
Choo-choo, MFers!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.